every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience, bringing you market updates, industry insights, and tips for home buyers and sellers, plus community information and local guests. The Norman Home Team, a mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. And now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Sunday and happy almost 4th of July.
Can you believe it's
the last Sunday of June?
I know. I don't understand how
crazy.
That happened.
Just flies by.
I don't know. Welcome, welcome. We're going to have an interesting conversation. Interesting conversation today with all about insurance. Because,
yes.
Good grief, insurance has been such an important thing. And it used to be, you know, we just at the last minute, you know, before an escrow closes, like, oh, by the way, did you get insurance? And usually it's before you can get full lender approval because the lender does require at least fire insurance. It's really a good idea to have full all the insurance, but the lender wants to see that fire coverage.
Yeah, now it's more like when you're when you're looking at a car, you want to know what the insurance is going to be before you purchase it.
Right, right.
That's how it is with houses now, I feel
It's really important to look and see, you know, what's the zone, you know, if it's in a high or very high fire zone, if it's in, you know, a flood zone, if it's in some places out at the river, or both,
and
fire.
You really want to make sure that it's accurate because there's some places that will say it's a high fire zone or a low fire zone, and it's not accurate. So you don't want to roll
those places
out until you know for a fact.
There's different maps,
right?
You know,
because
we had somebody ask us about Roanert Park, and it was coming up on one of the home search, you know, platforms that are out there, and that it was a high fire risk, and I'm like, really? Roanert Park? Maybe the part's like way up against the hill, but anyway, it's important to look into it and make sure, and so we used to, you know, last minute go, oh, by the way, you should probably, you know, get some insurance. Your lender's going to require it. Now it's before, and definitely one of the first things you should do if you get an offer accepted.
Definitely.
Is look and see, you know, start that process. Because not only can they not do it, you know, it used to be just like, okay, sure, here's your insurance rider, you know, it'll take a couple of days. Now it could take, you know, a couple of weeks, really. Anyway, all kinds of stuff. Let's not get too thick into insurance because we are going to have, from about 9:15 on, we're going to have two great insurance guys from Farmers Insurance that are going to come on and talk about all the things insurance, you know, and what we need to know about insurance, what's going on, all the things.
So it'll be great.
So anyway, stay tuned for that. They'll be coming on at 9:15. But first, let's get some business out of the way and talk about our new listing. We have a new listing coming up. We're putting it to coming soon in the MLS, which is a category that allows all the realtors that are members of the multiple listing service here in Sonoma County to see. Actually, it spreads out to the Bay Area because there's like seven, I think, other MLSs that are kind of in cooperation with ours. Anyway, so putting it to coming soon status, 2285 Stanislaus Court. Please don't go by there because they're still there. They're moving out. Don't go knock on their door. And with any listing, call your realtor. Call us. A sign should be up by tomorrow morning.
Maybe think of Three's Company.
Come and knock on my door.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised that people will go, oh, so your house is for sale. Knock, knock. You know, it's like, no, get out of here. Call your realtor. Or call us, you know.
Yeah.
Just don't bother the homeowner. But anyway, so they're moving out. We're getting it ready, but we have put it in the coming soon category in the multiple listing. So we're excited about that. Well, let me tell you what it is. I just realized that we're going on and on about it. So this is a great for anybody that needs to be under 600. This one's listed at 570. Single family home, two bedroom, two bath. It's just under 900 square feet. It actually feels, you know, like a substantial amount of space.
Yeah.
And a nice backyard, and great. It's on a court, Stanislaus Court. Oh, there's a Stanislaus Way, and then there's a Stanislaus Court. This is on the court.
I love the court.
And then this is Sierra Meadows HOA. They have a park, playground. They have a barbecue area, and they have RV storage. So it's a good opportunity for somebody that entry level, $570,000. So stay tuned for that. It'll be coming on in the next 2 weeks, I think. They got to just get themselves out, and we got to get it ready. And then we have actually three other in that area, three bedroom, two bath coming up.
Exciting.
In the mid, they're all three are listed at $650,000. So that's one in Copperfield and two in Sierra Meadows, three bedroom, two bath. One's about $1,400. I think the Copperfield's $1,400-ish. The other are little over 1,000 square feet. So good entry level properties.
Definitely.
Stay tuned for those. And then one more. Oh, we have an open house 12 to 2. One of our colleagues is going to be holding that open for us. Teresa Disbro, Keller Williams Realty. She will be there. Pop in and say hello and see their beautiful property at 2346 Olivet Lane. It's just gorgeous. We went there the other Friday night to get some evening twilight shots and the true wraparound porch.
Yes.
Beautiful property. And that one is listed at $1.7 million. It's on 2.74 acres. It has a potential ADU. It has a permitted structure he's in the process of making it into an ADU, and that process is ongoing. So anyway, one bedroom with two extra rooms. And then the house is a three bedroom, three bath, plus an office, plus, you know, plus.
All the pluses.
Plus. Wraparound, a true, huge wraparound porch.
I was tempted to go camp out on it when we were there on Friday.
Bring your little air mattresses and sleep on the front wraparound porch. Anyway, that's what's happening in our real estate world. But let's talk about in everybody's real estate world. Let's look at the numbers. So what's happening here in real estate in Sonoma County? We have 944 active single family homes on the market right now, all of Sonoma County. You can get out there and take a look and put an offer in on any of those 944 homes that are available. Every price point, every part of Sonoma County. We have 335 in escrow of the single family. The median price of what's active is $1.2 million. Median price of what's in escrow is $849,000. And that's pretty much, you know, what we're seeing across the last few months. Condos 166 active, 44 in escrow. Mobile homes 92 active, 41 in escrow. Multi-unit 2 to 4 units 124 active and 23 in escrow. Land is up over 300 at 334 buildable lots and land, residential lots and land, and 26 in escrow. Stephanie posts those on our Facebook page every week, the Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman on Facebook. So you didn't need to write it all down, but she's going to tell you now real quick because we're going to run out of time.
What's happened from last Sunday to this Sunday, single family residential Sonoma County. So for new listings, we have 128 with an average or median list price of $917,000. Back on market, 11. Price reduction, 86. In escrow, 84. Pending, 59. Sold, 89 with a median sold price of $850,000 and an average of 51 days on the market.
Woohoo, and congratulations to everyone.
Yes, congratulations to everyone who bought or sold a home and everyone else that was involved because it's a huge process and a lot of people in the background making it happen. So you did it. Congratulations.
It's a lot. Woo-hoo. Yes, the lenders, the underwriters, the unsung heroes, the title, the escrow officers that we all go, when is it going to close? Why isn't it closing yet? You know, and it's
the TCs, just everybody.
Our transaction coordinators. Yes. It's really a lot, you know, and the realtors on both sides. So anyway, congratulations. And the buyer and seller, because, boy, is it a stressful thing on both sides of the transaction. Congratulations. Enjoy your new home or your new adventure if you sold a home and you're off.
Head out for a break, I just want to say I posted some events for this weekend. There might be some that happened yesterday, but if you're looking for something, It's happening local, I believe, or happening. They changed it. They keep changing it.
I know. I think it's happening local now.
Happening local or happening Sonoma County.
I don't know. Just Google.
You can just Google what's happening in Sonoma County or what to do for 4th of July, and you'll find something.
Yeah, Marin County Fair, which is my fair and your fair too, really. Because and nothing against the Sonoma County Fair. We go to that one too. But I grew up in Marin County, and I've dragged my kids along every year to the fair. I mean, going back to middle school when we would all see our friends that we haven't seen in a few, you know, in a month or so.
So we're looking forward to that. And we have, when we come back from our break, we have...
We've got Farmers Insurance. Farmers Insurance coming in. We'll introduce them properly when they get in here. And so stay tuned. I think we're going to take a quick break. Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, it's going to be all about homeowners insurance.
Woo-hoo.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. We need some dun, dun, dun music. It's a, it doesn't have to be horrible, but it's, boy, it is a scary part of the process.
It is scary,
and so we'll
but
talk
it's
about that, and so we're going to ease your mind and get some information and find all about insurance when we come back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO delivers breaking stories and real talk on AM and FM. Stream live at KSRO.com or on the KSRO app.
It's just so reliable.
Stay connected wherever you go. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk.
Selling your home isn't just about square footage, bedrooms, or price. It's about the lifestyle. Whether it's a first home, a family estate, or a luxury retreat, every home has a story.
It's the morning light in the kitchen, the way the backyard fills up with friends and family, the quiet moments on the front porch, the life that's been lived there. When it's time to sell, that story matters. Buyers aren't just purchasing a home, they're connecting to a lifestyle. We bring your home story to life through tailored marketing, strategic exposure, and by taking the time to understand what makes your home stand out.
When you're ready to sell, we'll make sure your home story is told the right way to attract the right buyers.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team. Schedule a no-obligation consultation at normanhometeam.com. Allison Stephanie Norman, realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. There we are. Good morning. Welcome back. We've got a full house today.
Yeah,
this is awesome. You know, and during COVID, we got away from in-house guests, and then now we're starting to get them back, and it's fun. It's a challenge because we have to all fit in the camera because we do YouTube as well. And we also have to all fit around this little table. Anyway, welcome, you guys. We've got two great insurance agents here to talk about insurance. And we mentioned, I don't know, it's these two guys over here. So Frank Nappy, agent and owner of Nappy Insurance Agency. And Mike Testa, and you are a regional guy.
I'm the district office here in Sonoma County.
Okay.
So I oversee the Franks and the rest of our...
Right, you're out there going around. Perfect. Okay, so we've got some experts in the field here to talk about that ominous insurance thing.
Hot topic.
It is definitely a hot topic, and I was mentioning before you guys came in, you know, it used to be kind of almost an afterthought when we were closing a real estate transaction. It's like, oh, you know, the lender required it, but and they still do, but it was kind of at the end of things, you know, where, oh, shoot, did you get insurance? You know, now it's like before you even start almost, you know. Can you get insurance? Is it going to knock you out of qualifying for your loan by the price of the insurance? But let's start before we get into the thick of it. You guys can tell a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Yeah. Frank Nappy here, Nappy Insurance Agency. Thank you. Thanks for having us today.
Of course, yeah.
Appreciate
it.
Thanks
for coming in.
Agencies in Santa Rosa, right downtown on 4th Street, next to Courthouse Square. We've been there about 10 years. and farmers agency primarily. And yeah, we do a lot of home, a lot of auto, business insurance, life insurance. Mike has a specialty in life insurance. That's been his background. And like you said, he's with the district office, we call it, or kind of like the management of the agents so in our area. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's what you do, the important stuff. And Mike?
Oh, as Frank mentioned, I'm Mike Testa. I'm with our Farmers District office here in Sonoma County, and we oversee the 23 agencies in Sonoma all the way up to Fort Bragg. And I am the district recruiter, district life insurance specialist, and agent business consultant.
All righty.
A lot of hats.
All the things.
All the things, all the things. So we started, I had printed out all the things I was going to talk to you about, but really kind of just to get started, I mean, what are you seeing as kind of the biggest challenge to people as far as homeowner insurance?
Yeah, I think you kind of, you said it right there. I mean, right now we do, at our agency, a lot of effort to get a hold of the realtors and some of the lenders and let them know, you know, hey, this is something that's, you more important up front rather than after, because I can't tell you the amount of calls I get and they find out, wow, the insurance is not going to work for this loan or this person.
And people don't think about that part.
Yeah, it's really important. And, you know, I can, when I'm talking to some of the realtors, the ones who are really active, they get it, you know, because they can see how the insurance blows up the deal. Yeah. So I try to, you know, help assist with that. But, I mean, that's just kind of one thing right there.
And we're seeing I kind of got off course from what I was going to ask you. Let's start from the top now that we know those are issues. What about during this week, after we had started talking about you coming on the show, there was all the earthquakes that happened in like one day. We had four earthquakes around the world. And that reminded me, earthquake insurance is kind of an add-on that a lot of people don't have. Are you seeing more people getting
earthquake insurance? You know, people will ask me, you know, how many people kind of tend to get it? I would say about a third of homeowners get it, get earthquake insurance. It's a companion to the homeowners. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in your homeowner's insurance, you're going to have what's called all perils. So it's going to cover fire and storm, things that can cause damage to your home when it's sudden and direct. Well, earthquake, there's only two things that are excluded from your homeowner's insurance policy, and that's earthquake and that's flood. Mm-hmm. And those things you have to go buy separately for that coverage.
Okay.
And typically the policyholder has to pay for the earthquake insurance. Escrow doesn't tend to pay that.
Oh, okay. So it's outside of escrow.
It's outside, it's a companion.
Okay, because for anybody that doesn't know what that means, a lot of times when you buy a home, you can opt to pay your insurance through your escrow payment. So, and then you can also property taxes. So taxes and insurance, a lot of times are part of that. So you're saying that would be a separate bill that comes?
Yeah, it's separate. And it's typically the homeowner is going to want that. Typically the lender is not going to require that, the earthquake. That's something they're going to want. And sometimes they'll want me to check to see, you know, what kind of the risk is. And I can kind of see based on the premium, if it's really high, that probably means it's kind of risky there for earthquake damage.
Right.
So I don't really have a way of knowing, you know, like just looking at the property. But they'll look at things like the materials of the home. Stucco is going to tend to crack in an earthquake, those kinds of things, as opposed to frame. So those things can also drive the rate of the earthquake coverage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of balancing, is it worth it based on
whether
it's the likelihood of...
Yeah, I tend to tell the customer, you know, if it's something you're worried about, then sure, yeah, you should do it, you know.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know when we had, what was the most recent, the one in Napa, and there was suddenly, transactions that we were in the middle of, we had to pause, and they had to go out, and I don't know if it was the insurance company was involved in that or not, you know, any kind of, a stop to something while you check out. Do you remember anything
what happened?
Like that?
What happened?
I don't know.
What happened in Napa?
When there was an earthquake back in, what was that in? When was that? Yeah. Anyway, like, and so everything kind of paused, and they had to send people back out to look at stuff. But anyway, yeah. I don't know.
And it, evaluation.
Yeah, or? Yeah, and maybe that was the lender that was requiring that. I don't know if that had anything to do with insurance. Yeah. I know when we've had the fires too, there was like a moratorium on insurance, any policies. Yeah. Like suddenly, it's like can't do a darn thing, you know. Yeah. So and that's just kind of an interesting.
Yeah. Anytime there's an event, the company. Companies will put a moratorium on a zip code, so there'll be a time, like right now we can't do earthquake in like Willits, Mendocino, those kinds of areas,
because there was just one,
because there was just an event.
So insurance, you know, talk to your insurance agent. Does it make sense, is, you know, with the deductible and the cost of it and all of that. Well, let's talk about, I have farmer's insurance as well, have had for a long time.
Cool.
And so you guys have done me well. I've had a couple of insurance claims I had to do. But one thing I didn't know, I had heard that there's that 5-year thing that, you know, where like if you have a claim and then you go to sell your house, there could be, you know, like a tarnish on your, and it makes it difficult for someone to get insurance.
Yep.
When I went to buy a second home that we bought up in Oregon, I didn't realize that it also follows me to that. And it was just over the 5-year mark and my agent's all, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. So it all, so can you explain kind of what that is?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had other realtors ask me this, specifically ones out of San Francisco where condos are popular, or people buy a lot of condos. You have claims will basically be either, they'll either follow the insured, meaning the person, or they're going to follow the location. So they either happened at the location or the property or the person. So if you filed a claim, that's going to follow you for a few years. It depends on the rules or the guidelines of the company. It's different with different companies. And then, and or if it's, if there was a claim at the property, yes, it could not be your claim, but it could affect, the eligibility of that property.
Right. So a buyer coming in, if the seller had claimed, and so we usually advise our clients, be careful with those insurance claims if you're planning on selling in the next 5 years. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of that.
And
I wasn't aware of as a buyer with a claim in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
It was just over that was going to affect me as well.
Sometimes people just call and they don't file a claim. And sometimes that gets recorded too.
So is there any way, does it just mean that you can't get insurance at all, or it's going to be higher?
It can affect the rate, or depending on the company's rules, if it exceeds the claim amount within a certain time period, then yes, it could affect the eligibility of getting covered.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So one of those things a lot of people don't think about, but you know,
does
it really make, because everyone's all, I have insurance, I'll just file a claim.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. You want to be strategic about it. Definitely with your goals.
Yeah, if you're thinking of selling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially,
good. We're going to need to take, what do we have, about a minute? Okay, so we're going to need to take a quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about fair plan and what, you know, what happens if, which isn't,
everybody's favorite.
Which isn't very fair.
It just, keep it fair, Frank.
The unfair plan.
So the fair plan, the alternative if you're turned down for insurance everywhere else. There is, in California, the fair plan, which says, you know, that you have to be able to get
last
insurance.
Last resort.
Right? Yeah. But it's also very expensive sometimes. Yeah. So anyway, alrighty. Yep. So when we come back, we'll talk about that, talk about some kind of alternatives. I think a lot of people think of the name brand insurance companies as like Farmers as being a, you know, this is, you know, Farmers. But you actually can reach out to other things if you can't. So the fair plan isn't necessarily the next step if Farmers can't do it.
Right.
So we'll talk about that as well. But let's take a quick break. Am I early? Take a quick break. And so again, we are with Frank Nappy and Mike
Testa.
Gosh, it was right there. Mike, and I've talked to you many, many times, and I'm like, what?
I'm easy to forget.
I know. Well, there's so many Mikes that all the Mike names were going through my head. But anyway, okay. So when we come back, more about insurance. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
And we'll be right back.
Bashir declaring a state of emergency following relentless rain and flash flooding. Drivers urged to stay off roads.
It's going to be dangerous to drive. We've already had at least one motorist swept away and killed by flash flooding.
In Bullitt County near Louisville, some residents urged to evacuate after the heavy rains caused a dam to fail.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Utah is also under a state of emergency as that state deals with several major wildfires. The Cottonwood Fire, the largest of those blazes, has now churned through more than 90,000 acres and remains 0% contained. And tensions continue to escalate around the Strait of Hormuz, with Bahrain and Kuwait now condemning the latest round of aerial strikes from Iran. This is ABC News.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the clear and cool overnight, we can look to generally sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. Later this evening, we can anticipate clear skies with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Looking ahead, temps are expected to hit the mid-80s by tomorrow before dropping back into the mid-70s by Thursday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. We're back. We are back. We're not used to having so many people in studio. So we're talking all about insurance, and you're going to mention, Mike's going to talk about the insurance commissioner race. And I was, you know, when we went to vote, waited till the end. Then I went to put my ballot, and I'm like, gosh, I haven't heard any advertisements. I haven't heard any endorsements. I heard nothing. It was all about the governor's race. I'm all, shoot, who is good for insurance? And so you're going to talk a little bit about where somebody can find out more information?
For your listeners that are interested and want to know and will eventually vote,
right?
The two candidates are, hold on real fast. It is, where'd they go?
Oh,
just had them right here.
Happens.
Jane Kim, who's from San Francisco, and then Ben Allen, who's out of Southern California. So those are the two up for the race.
Those are the two that won the primary.
They won. Okay. They will be up for the grabs in November.
Okay.
And you can go to calmatters.org.
Okay.
CalMatters. And you can go at the top. There's an economy tab. Click on that. It's an article from June 9th.
Okay.
If you want to scroll by that date, or you can just plug in California Insurance Commissioner race into the Google and just look for the CalMatters. CalMatters link, and it goes
That's right there.
It's pretty good. It tells exactly what they're going to try to endorse and try to take care of and address, and so you can kind of get a balance of who's coming from which. A lot of the stuff they're sharing the same ideas on, but there are some subtle differences about how they're going to go about it and some other initiatives they want to try to address.
Okay.
It's a big basket.
Has the insurance industry endorsed anyone? Or?
I haven't seen much, and no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you're probably going to see a lot of that until like August.
Okay. We'll keep an eye out, because it's such a big, important topic in California.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really surprised that we were so caught up in the governor that I'm like, this is really important.
Yeah, at this time.
Yeah.
A lot of changes have gone on. A lot of stuff has happened in the past year.
Right, which we'll see if we can talk about. But first, let's talk about the FAIR Plan. So again, just to remind you, we're here with Farmers Insurance. We've got Frank Nappy, agent and owner of Nappy Insurance, and Mike Testa,
district office.
I was going to say regional, but district office. He kind of oversees everything over there throughout the district. So a couple of guys that know what they're talking about. let's take a look at, so we mentioned the FAIR Plan, so it's kind of the insurance of last resort. Explain what the FAIR Plan is.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's a last resort, insurer of last resort. It's sort of a consortium, but basically if you can't get insurance on your home, the agent needs to go get FAIR Plan. And typically what's going to fall into that category is somebody who's considered high fire risk.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically going to be the reason, but it also could be maybe too many claims.
I didn't know that.
So it could just be reasons where basically they just fall out of appetite or can't find coverage. and that's where they have to go.
Yeah, the fair plan. But yeah. At least we have that. I think that's kind of unique for California. And anyway, so fair plan, and like it's what it stands for. It's fair. I forget what it stands for, but it's not fair. The word it's the acronym for
fair.
It's an acronym. Yeah. And I mean, I guess it is fair because it gives you the opportunity to get insurance where you couldn't otherwise.
I think it's fair access to insurance regulation.
Well, that sounds right. Let's go with that.
Something like that.
And it is. And you know what? I found out, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought it came out of our more recent fires, but it was the Oakland fire that brought it about because people couldn't get insurance, so they put this together.
It started with the LA riots.
Oh,
so that's a long time ago.
Oh, so it's before.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was that I thought it was the Oakland fires, but it was even before that.
Yeah,
so
part of the access to fair also has to do, I think, with like inner city low-income areas also.
Right, okay.
So they can have access
Right, okay. Well, that's good. And so, when I say it's not fair, it really is. It's good. It's something good that we have that's available. Mm-hmm. The part about when we say it's not fair is that it can be really expensive.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before, you know, when you're real tight on your qualifying for a loan, and you have to also qualify, it's your property taxes, it's your insurance, it's all the outside costs, you know, an HOA, if you have that, that all fits into your, you know, debt to income. It can completely derail a transaction. Sorry, can't do it, you don't qualify. What I've seen in the past is where they'll say, well, you only have, they only want fire insurance. I mean, they require for the lender the fire piece of it.
Yeah.
But there's a whole other piece of homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. So what I've seen is people say, well, we'll just do the fire insurance and then we'll add it on later, you know, which is risky. You know, so let's talk about what is the difference, because I've had people ask me, buyers say, what's the difference? Because they're saying fire insurance and somebody else over here is saying homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between the two?
When you get home insurance, it's all perils, which means it'll include fire, it'll include water and other types of coverage. Fair plan will only cover fire and storm, or wind, they call it. Sometimes the lenders will require the wind hazard. And then there's some other like vandalism, but that's basically it. Fair plan just basically covers fire and storm. And then you have to get a companion policy and that's going to fill in the gaps for what fair plan doesn't cover, which is basically liability, water claims, theft, medical claims. That's it.
Okay.
Those two come together as companions and you get that traditional home coverage, fire through water, through liability on down. So the two come together as basically a traditional home policy, and you get the companion through a standard company such as Farmers or something like that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you would reach out. Do you help the person find the fair plan?
Okay. You have to go through a broker. You can't just go on their site and get yourself going with that. You have to go through a broker. The broker is going to check with their companies, whoever they work for, and then they'll say, hey, I can cover this or I can't, or this is our option, it's fair plan. And then they go and get the fair plan estimate, that do the application.
Okay, so they do that for the consumer. Yeah. What about flood insurance? I know that has to go through FEMA, but does it not have to go through FEMA?
There's private companies.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They also tend to be a lot more affordable.
Okay.
And I just know a lot about it because of the river area up here and what have you, and Windsor and stuff. So, Yeah, you can go through private companies as long as they'll have certain rules. Like, one company, you can't have any history of a flood loss. Mm-hmm. And as long as that's the case, it's very affordable. But then there's other options that will take on the risk for flood, and it's still very affordable. FEMA can just tend to be it can be pretty unaffordable.
Okay.
Depending on especially if it's like in a river area.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I forgot that there were a couple others that we and some of those out of the river have both
high fire and
flood.
right
so it's good to
and an area like Forestville, which is really desirable to live in now for buyers, that's something they really got to think about. Flood's probably not too bad of an issue there.
Not yeah.
Depending on kind of where they are, but
out in Guernville, in the river, when you get out Guernville, Monterey, Rio Nito, it's sometimes it's both. So that's why it's really important to reach out to an insurance agent first.
Yeah.
Somebody that knows the area, like Frank, and you know, understand what you're looking at. If you're looking at this, your dream property, can you afford it because of the insurance piece? What do you? Oh, I was looking at the time. I still don't have a clock in here because I had Stephanie had to open her phone. We've got a few minutes before we take a break, so. So we talked about the fair plan. Is there any, you know what I was going to ask you about. So there, we've heard a lot of people, well, they'll get insurance when they buy, you know, they'll get the insurance writer or whatever to, so that they can get their loan, they can get the house. 2 months, 3 months in, they're getting canceled. And there is I don't know if there's something in there saying we have the right to review your property and cancel this. Yeah. Is there something like that?
Anytime you get a new policy, new home insurance, there's going to be an inspection of the property, typically from the exterior. It's pretty non-invasive, but if it's a high-value home, they call it, then it may include the interior. And then they'll note deficiencies, it's called. Could be things like trees too close to the house, overhanging branches, you know, deterioration and so forth. If that, you know, some companies are going to have hard rules about things, like if a tree's too close to the house. I mean, it doesn't come up that often, but it comes up depending on where the property's located. Yeah, those things can, that's like an automatic cancel because most people aren't going to remove the tree. Right. Sometimes. I mean, it's just typically not what they're going to go do.
So they'll just do they give you.
People are pretty bonded to their trees, too.
Yeah. So well, yeah, we have a love-hate relationship with a tree at my house. So, yes.
So, but most of the time you're able to work with the company. If you have, you know, when you have a good agent, they'll be able to communicate things back and forth, get photos, just clean things up, whatever needs to be corrected. And
usually that can happen. Okay, so it's the same with a real estate transaction. Communication, you know, if you, I think if you have that opportunity to talk.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've just heard that a few times recently where they said they bought and then, you know, a few months in, suddenly it was canceled. So what are some things that are, that they're looking for now? I know a lot of the insurance companies require that water.
The flow by Moen.
And then... what was the other thing I heard? That the Zinsco electrical panels, are they looking at those now? Because it used to be the insurance company didn't really look into that.
Yeah, a lot of different companies. Some companies, when it comes to electrical, they don't like Federal or Zinsco. I mean, if you talk to an electrician, they may say, well, the federal systems are fine, but that's their expert opinion. But for whatever reason, the insurance companies want things up to code, especially, I mean, clearly they don't want knob and tube.
Well,
that those kinds of things.
There was the water thing that's
the
one that is fairly new that's come up. And what is that?
Yeah, it's a water leak detection device. So it's installed on the main water line by a licensed plumber or contractor. And essentially, if it senses that there's a leak going on in the home, it will shut down the water, preventing the loss, because a third of claims is typically a water claim.
That's what mine was.
Yeah, which is not flow.
Mine was. Yeah, and it was a pipe under the sink leak.
Yeah.
And we weren't home.
Yeah.
It took out the kitchen pretty much. So I got a new kitchen out of it. But I also had a
nice, there you go.
I also had a
that's the secret.
But that's why the insurance companies say, you know, you need to have this device so that we don't have to keep paying out these
that
insurance claims.
So fun surprise to come home to.
Oh my god.
Like that always happens that way.
And then water heaters all that. Anyway, so let's take a quick break. When we come back, there's some new, can you talk a little bit about, you know, what's coming up and, you know, things that you're hearing out there and about what's happening with the changes or any, you know, we need some kind of reform or something, you know, is it coming? Here's a vague, I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about it when we get back. We're here with Frank Nappy and Mike Testa at Farmers Insurance. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman.
They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chat.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple, at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. We're back. We're back.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Last week of June, 4th of July, next week.
Craziness.
We'll have a fun show next, the 5th. It'll be all over and swept away by then, but whatever. So we're going to celebrate the country's birthday next week on our show. But anyway, we're here. We're going to finish up our conversation talking about insurance. I mentioned, before we get into the other, I mentioned that, so Farmers is a... there's a difference between a brokerage and a insurance agency.
Captive. They call it captive.
So a lot of people think, well, I'd rather go to a broker because they can offer all these other options. Mm-hmm. But you actually, I know, can also brokerage out things mm-hmm. if Farmers doesn't work.
That's
for
right.
someone. Okay, yeah. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So if somebody calls our office, we will start with Farmers as like the first option, and then. There could be reasons that it's not the right fit. So maybe they had claims. Maybe the property is too high value. There could be a number of reasons why it's not going to work with Farmers, mm-hmm. or they're just not eligible for Farmers, based on that. Maybe claims, like I said.
Oh, right.
So there could be those reasons, and then if we don't have a fit, then we start to go like a broker and look at other companies, other options, which could. Best serve their insurance. So yeah. It just depends on what the situation is.
Okay.
I mean, some of those situations are going to be things like we talked about, like high fire, high value can be an issue. Too many claims can be an issue. The type of home that it is, maybe it's manufactured home. Farmers doesn't do that.
Okay.
So
there aren't very many that do. Yeah,
and that's been challenging to place coverage on because when you, I think we're going to get into kind of what we kind of see coming up next. And a lot of the issue is the availability mm-hmm. and the affordability. That's basically the main problems that we're seeing in the market.
Yeah.
In California mm-hmm. And nationwide, really.
But yeah. Okay. So, and that's a great segue into that conversation. Yeah. And I know you don't have a crystal ball, we don't have a crystal ball for real estate. And once we get that constant question, like, what's coming down? What's happening mm-hmm. to the rates? What's happening in real mm-hmm. estate? I'm sure you hear a lot about what's happening in insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And we need a better option or, mm-hmm. solution. So what are you seeing?
I'm starting to see things actually open up a lot more.
Okay.
Farmers in particular is going to have a lot more opening for things that have been kind of restricted around value and around fire risk and things like that. So that's positive. But so are other companies. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see that too. So that's really positive. It's just the availability piece of it. Mm-hmm. I think with the race coming up for commissioner, I think they're going to really work more on the affordability piece of it.
Yeah.
And then especially if it's unavailable, making sure it's more affordable. That's really what they're trying to solve.
Okay.
That's been
and a lot of focus on their claims paying ability and addressing claims in a more timely fashion.
Yeah.
Because the Palisades fire shed a light on, I guess, certain discrepancies or inabilities or just timeliness of just handling stuff. They really want to make sure consumers are taken care of and shed more light on how these policies and practices work.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that you reminded me of what we were telling and hearing a lot of people talk about after the Palisades fire is there were people that had their house in a trust, mm-hmm. but had their insurance in their own name. Mm-hmm. And that became an issue, yeah. and it was kind of a loophole that I think the insurance industry said, well, we don't have to pay that because it's not in your name. Is that accurate information? Did you guys hear that, too?
Yeah, we did hear that.
And is that something important?
Yeah, Suzanne's over there. Because right after the Palisade fire, we got a lot of emails about that, right? Hey, my home's in a trust.
Because we were advising you. Suzanne's office. Suzanne works in the agency. You're going to sound like you're in an echo chamber.
Right. Yeah. Hi. what we've done to kind of mitigate that is, you know, it may or may not be an issue, but what we do is we reach out to customers and just say, hey, if your home's in a trust, let's just add that on, something super simple.
Okay.
Doesn't raise a premium at all. It's just kind of a safeguard in case something happens.
But they don't deny claims if
I haven't heard of it, but
We were hearing like from a lot of attorneys and probably the trust attorneys that said, hey, just so you know, this is really important that you do, and so maybe it's not as big a deal as
I think there's so much scrutiny and oversight on our industry, mm-hmm. and we're a people industry, and really doing the right things and making sure people are whole and back to where they need to be.
Yeah.
I just don't think, denying someone's claim because of paperwork.
Right.
The media on that would be awful.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's not going to help anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Thanks for straightening it.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean it to sound like the insurance agents were using a loophole to not, pay.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how the story was being told to people is like, they found a way around it. But anyway, okay. So I know, the experiences I've had with insurance has been good. Like I said, I'm with Farmers and have been for a long time.
Yeah.
And you guys have taken good care of me.
When we had our fire victims, in Coffee Park or Fountain mm-hmm. Grove, Farmers, we brought up the buses, the CAT buses, we call them. CAT stands for catastrophe. Mm. And we bring them up, and people were just getting their checks cut to them,
Oh, nice.
And that's weren't, some people might have heard that, you had to do a property list with some companies, but Farmers didn't do that. So, we just really, we pay our claims.
Yeah, good.
That's why
good.
Really
well,
like
that's
farmers.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, that's important to have that.
Reason for insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know, right?
Yeah, I think
why
the expectation.
Why are we paying insurance every month?
Yeah. That's what people expect, and that's really how Farmers, performed.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, and I think, and I'll toot your horn a little bit more, but I think the Farmers really as a realtor that we usually always have you on the list because a lot of times they can't find insurance and mm-hmm. I said, well, why don't you, did you try Farmers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys have been pretty good. Guys is in a whole, but anyway, have been really good at
appreciate it.
At doing that, being one that'll do regular insurance policy when other brokerages haven't been able to or other companies. Not to say there's, I'm not bashing any other kind. Just that you're here and I'm a Farmer's client,
customer, fair competition. I guess, it's just good for the market.
Yeah,
it is good.
So your name is on the list. And then there's others, there's some local companies, there's some brokerages, there's a lot of good local insurance companies out there. Well, before we run out of time, I want to make sure you tell people how they can get a hold of you, and is there a place somebody can go to get these questions answered? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Yeah, we got a website. We're on Google, Frank Nappy, NAPPI. Just search that, Nappy Insurance Agency. You'll call the number, write us an email. You can text us at that number that you find online. It's got a bunch of fours and fives. That's our agency number. If you're on social media, Nappy Agencies on Instagram and TikTok. We're on LinkedIn. Pretty much anywhere you can, X, you can find us.
Okay, and you're Nappy local agencies. Right here in Santa Rosa.
In Santa Rosa, yep.
And Mike, you're all over the place.
Well, since I oversee the Franks in our district, my office is in Santa Rosa, off Montgomery Drive. If you needed to get a hold of me, just get a hold of Frank.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no reason for me to be involved in the process of
because
he's the agent on ground level.
Right, yeah, so, you're just kind of overseeing, you're keeping everybody in line.
I support all of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you ever needed and wanted to get a hold of me for some reason, reach out to Frank.
Okay.
He knows where to find me.
Awesome. Good. Well, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about? Because we got a couple minutes left. Anything we didn't cover?
Mike, you got anything?
No, I mean.
What did we miss?
anything?
Oh, anything.
I mean, I don't know.
What
any
do
reason
I have
for
on my
auto
notes?
Insurance?
Yeah, I mean, you know, talk about auto insurance. Yeah. Sure.
I think it's always
minutes.
Good to kind of work with the same agent. That just makes it more convenient.
Yeah.
You know, to bundle. You know, that way you're not calling one company and tracking another. Service is going to be different when you do that. Meaning,
okay, yeah.
You know,
so
reliability.
Price breaks.
Yeah.
You bundle your coverages, you get anywhere from 17% to 22%.
Yeah, I would just say price. It's not a commodity. Mm-hmm. Insurance is not a commodity. You know, it's not just about the price. Price is important.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's coverage, right?
It's coverage. It's how you get served.
Yeah.
You know, does my agent talk to me? Does he check in with me?
Yeah.
You know what he looks
do
like?
Do I hear from him? Yeah, do I even know what he looks like or she looks like? Yeah. You know, it's a lot more than just the price.
Yeah.
That's all. Mm-hmm. I think people tend to just focus on that and, you know. Well,
you'll know when you have a claim how good your insurance is.
I mean,
and that's important that they're, you know, we're paying you every month. It's important that you show up when we need you. So
is $100 or $200 bucks more a year, is it worth it to you to just, you know, if you email that person or call that person, they're going to be there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's important to me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So good. Well, thank you so much for all the good information. If people have additional questions, again, you can reach out to Frank Nappy at NAPPI. and Farmers Insurance Agent and Owner, Nappy Insurance Agency.
Yep.
LLC.
Yeah.
Mike. And before we go and run out of time, just make sure you visit our Facebook page, Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. Where else can they find us? On YouTube. Sonoma County Real Estate Hour. We're going to have one of our colleagues out there holding an open house. We're actually helping a client clear out an estate.
Oh, yes.
So we're helping. We're working on that today. But because we do those extra things sometimes. But so a colleague is doing our 2346 Olivet Lane open house. That's 1,000,007, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 2.74 acres. Gorgeous, gorgeous house. Go check it out.
Nice.
12 to 2. And stay tuned for our new listing I mentioned. It's coming soon in the MLS this week at 2285 Stanislaus Court.
For our recording of today's show, you can find us on KSRO, Ask the Expert, and we are somewhere in that list.
Show, go to the drop down, shows, and Ask
we
the
also
Expert.
Share it on Facebook too.
The numbers that we threw at you, and the contact information, and I think we'll post that CalMatters also.
Yeah,
oh, about that.
Will you guys? Yeah, and we'll anyway. So
tidy
if you missed any of it, you can find it in loads of different places. Next week we'll be celebrating 4th of July a day late. But
happy 4th of July.
Thank you guys. Thanks for coming in and all the great information.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team and you're listening to the Real Estate Hour. See you later. Have a great week.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience. A mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. Call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. More next week right here on KSRO.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD, KSRO, Santa Rosa.
ABC News. I'm Mike Dabosky. Kentucky is dealing with another day of severe rain following yesterday.